Just before dawn at the First Connecticut Lake in Pittsburgh, competitors are gathering for the North Country Endurance Challenge. It's an all-day race combining kayaking, running, forested trails, and mountain biking. Grant Killian is the organizer.
They're starting with a lake paddle on First Connecticut Lake, and it's 3.9 miles. Then they transition to trail running, and that's 3.1 miles. Then they do another paddle from Lake Francis State Park all the way into the town of Pittsburgh. From Pittsburgh, they're mountain biking.
There are 9 legs in all. The competitors choosing the longest course hope to cover 63 miles. A shorter course is about 30 miles. Some will run the entire course alone. Others will work in relay teams. Just after 6:30, a silver mist lingers over the lake. Kayaks are lined up on the shore. The race starts. Standing nearby, watching the racers stroke off into the mist, is Wayne Frizzell of Colebrook, a member of the North Country Chamber of Commerce. He heard about adventure racing and one day had an idea.
And my brother-in-law, Sandy Young, and I, sitting around my parents' kitchen, said, you know, we can do this. We can run one of those.
There was a two-part strategy. First, the competitors and their support teams would spend money on food and lodging and fuel during the race. But Stephen Ellis, a selectman from Pittsburgh, says there was a longer-term goal.
This race brings in people that maybe haven't visited our area before, and the hopes are that they'll enjoy their stay and enjoy the race and hopefully come back and visit us to do other things that our beautiful community offers.
The idea of an adventure race was not an easy sell, says Frizzell.
Well, we had our skeptics. They thought, what do you got? That's not going to bring anything to the area. That's not going to do anything for us.
Indeed, last year's race only drew about 30 competitors. But this year's race had more than twice as many, and more people were seeing its potential. Local towns provided volunteers, there were private donations, and financial help from the Tillotson North Country Foundation.
Put your nose right here.
A few miles away, across the lake, spectators and support crews are waiting as the kayakers finish the first leg. Most competitors are from New England, but there are a few from Canada, Florida, and California. Brianna Trow is a racer from Sunapee.
From what I've seen of many races, as soon as people start realizing there is a race, they keep coming and they kind of grow exponentially.
In Pittsburgh, Carmela Kelsey is working at the Pittsburgh Trading Post on Route 3.
Made a lot of pots of coffee.
She says the race has already been good for business.
We were really busy this morning with them. Very nice people. As far as I can tell, looks like it's a good thing.
Back on the course, a bike-borne competitor almost misses his support team.
We just barely got here, Jay. We took a wrong turn.
I took a wrong turn, too.
Did you?
I'm flying out of here lost. I was going about 40.
Elsewhere, some of the runners zoom down paths, jumping over stones and roofs. Others are moving much more slowly. By late afternoon, racers are trickling into the finish line at Colebrook.
Nice job. Congratulations.
The winner in the solo men's category for the long course is Alex Provost of Montreal. The winner for solo women on the long course is Megan Smith of Fryeburg, Maine. But for many in the race, the main thing isn't winning, it's participating. And if along the way those racers also participate in the North Country economy, so much the better, say organizers. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.